It is 7 o'clock on November 3rd. We will start the City Plan Commission meeting. Mr. Fuchs, would you take the roll call, please?
Commissioner Micklegg?
Here.
Commissioner Ritter?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Mayor Taylor?
Is excused.
Commissioner Bennett?
Here.
Commissioner Alderman Skaronski?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here. Just walked in and smiling present. You'd have to buy everybody a chocolate sundae if you're absent. Do we do have a quorum?
Yes.
Stand for Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'd like to get approval of the minutes of October 6th. Everybody have a copy?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
I'll abstain. I wasn't here.
Okay. And, all right. Yeah, minutes are approved. And October 20th, meeting was canceled. All right, next item three, public hearing and business item. City of Franklin incorporated the Pleasant View Elementary Safe Routes to School Implementation Guide as a guideline reference within the City of Franklin 2020 Comprehensive Master Plan. Has public notice been given on this? I see it's a public meeting.
For the Common Council, it's a public hearing. For us, it's just a regular meeting.
Okay, just a straight meeting. Okay. All right, Mr. Deedle, do you want to?
I'll just start it off real quick, and then I'll leave it up to the rest of the members. We have a lot of members from the committee here, so they can answer and explain as well. But I'll start it off. Essentially, the committee completed this plan and decided that they would like to have it incorporated into the Comprehensive Master Plan. Plan Commission had seen a draft of this plan, which is essentially the same as this version, and also said that was a good idea. So that's what we're going through right now, is to amend the Comprehensive Master Plan to include this report as a guide. It's the same process that we used for the Milwaukee County Trails Plan. And as that process needs a recommendation from the Plan Commission, goes to the Common Council, public hearing at the Common Council, and the Common Council makes the final decision.
Okay.
And staff is recommending approval of this as well.
Okay. Commissioners, comments?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to suspend the regular order of business. We have two other members of the committee that are in the audience. I'd like to suspend the regular order of business. Alderman Wilhelm and Kurt Bolton are on the committee. They would like to speak.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Who would like to be first? If you'd like to make your comments. Time's up. Oh, no. Okay.
Just go ahead.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Just offer them opportunities.
State
your name.
State your address. Name and your address, please, at the microphone. You know the routine, Alderman.
You just got done saying this was off the record or something like that.
Suspended the rule.
You're on the 78 record, so just go ahead.
Kristen Wilhelm, 3851 West College Avenue, the road with all the orange barrels that's under construction presently. Orange barrels never look so good.
Is that part of the trail?
For the most part, I'm okay with the plan that was put together. There are some things that I'm not completely in agreement with, but it was based on citizen input, so it does include a variety of ideas and concepts. That's important, since this is not all my idea. It's the community's idea. So for the most part, I do support them.
Great. Thank you. Next person? Anybody?
I make a motion that we return to the regular order of business.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Back to regular order of business. Mr. Fowler, did you wish to continue?
I think the Alderman expressed the opinion, I think, well. The committee did reach consensus on including this in the master plan. We feel that by having it officially included in that master plan, it improves our chances for grant funding, where we can point out that it's a part of another plan. If you have a master plan, this is part of it, and that the council and the entire community is behind whatever we decide to do with that Safe Routes to School.
Okay. So by doing this, you will be able to apply for the grant and fulfill all the obligations and requirements?
I don't know if it allows us when we apply for grants. I don't know if I'd say we will be applying for grants. We are going to be looking at a variety of grants. And to say we have a safe house at school that's part of a master plan that's been approved by the council and the city behind will aid us in competition that we'll develop for these grant funds.
Okay.
We have a resolution and an ordinance.
Correct.
Yeah, resolution for Planning Commission, ordinance for the council.
Oh,
okay. Any other commissioners' comments?
I would move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution carries. Okay, and we don't need to do we need to do the ordinance right along with it, or is that out same thing?
Nope, just for the Planning Commission.
Does everything on it. Okay. Good enough.
And I've just asked staff to make sure you notify me when I do be in attendance at the council. I do have some dates on
it. It will be the 15th, or the public hearing will be held the 15th, so the council could take action that evening.
So I need to be there on the 15th.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, right, that's going to be a long one. Okay. Item B, status report of the Mayor's Ad Hoc Development Process Review Committee. None. All right. Item C, City of Franklin Comprehensive Master Plan. Mr. Dito, anything?
Only this item. It's already been covered.
All right. Item D, City of Franklin Trails Committee report.
Just very quickly, you just heard what we've got the Safe House at School. We have a mini grant that went in, Nick, that was submitted last week.
October
18th. And about the walkway flags for, I think we have four intersections, mostly along Drexel and 51st Street for $1,000 flags so that pedestrians would be more visible as they cross. Four. I don't know. It's in the grant. And we think it's a really worthwhile effort. Second, the committee we talked today will have further information for the Planning Commission at a later date, but we are looking into this complete streets idea that John Mickley has done a lot of effort on. I applaud his efforts on that. It's kind of opened my eyes to a lot of different things about complete streets and also about how we can maximize the value of our development in this community. And I think the Trails Committee is going to look at having complete streets be either part of what the committee does or it is what we're going to do. And we'll be coming back to the Planning Commission and letting them know that this is what we'd like to see our mission or our goal evolve into, and then we will, of course, go to the council and keep them briefed as well, and then probably go to them to ask for, this is what we'd like to do, and give you their up or down vote, whether they want to see us go in that direction.
Okay.
But if there's any questions from the planning commissioners, I think some of you saw John's presentation, and I'll have more information later, but if they have questions now, I'd be more than happy to answer.
Okay. John, thanks for all your input and hard work on that. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
Any other comments? Okay. Next item, I will entertain a adjournment. Second.
I won't know.
All in favor? I know you will.
You have to stay
then you stay here the rest of the evening. And I want to let you know. I am keeping up with my
record. He's going to wonder why. What did you do the other night?
My record is doing very well. All right. Thank you very much, everybody, for this very concise and important meeting. Have a good evening.